Yep, you should get it. You already mentioned it before. According to Rabbi Yehuda, chametz has to be burned. The Mishnah, he thought of it, angry or chametz, that was great. The question is, what is the mechayev of this rain? What does it tell us to burn a chametz? Is it the mitzvah bisu? A bisu is ogi b'keichem? Or is it the fact that the kisir hanah? Nothing to do with a bisu is ogi b'keichem. That's the question, a very important question. So, Rav Chaim said something. Chazon Ish, in his critique of Rav Chaim, says there is a mitzvah aseh of Tashbisu. According to the Rabbanan, who argue with Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, one has burned the chametz. Why? Let us analyze. What do you think? I want some interactivity. Make sure you guys are listening. What happened in the following case? I was mevatel the chametz. I said all the chametz is bottle of the wood. I did it. And my name is Rabbi Yehuda. Am I required to now burn the chametz? Yes or no? I was ready mevatel. All the fine in Kuntos, it's Hefker, Kondirashi, it's like dust. Am I required to burn this chametz? Yes or no? Have a vote? A vote. Who votes no? Okay. Who votes yes? Okay. So 2-1 vote. Most people are abstaining.
I would think.
Okay. Yes, what do you want to say?
I would think that maybe even though one may not be obligated to burn it, maybe that there's a mitzvah to reacquire one's chametz and then burn it.
Ah, that's an interesting question. We'll get to that a little later. The Minchas Chinuch. No. The Mekor Chayim. Oral Chaim says that even after you levat the chametz, you are still required to burn it. And maybe you will no longer fulfill tashbisu by burning it, because it's either not yours anymore, or it's like dust. Doesn't matter. It's still a mitzvah to burn. I'm going to read it to you from the Oral Chaim, which I made from Xeroxes for myself for this year. The Makor Chaim, in the edition that we have, the new edition, the beginning of page 12, I read, the Nirek, Rabbi Yehuda Sover, the Chomesh Boys paper, Ab Shevitcho. How do you like that? We're ready to battle it? Doesn't matter. Like Shari Suri Hanor, which are also Enev Rishuso, Kalaya Pera, for example. So Abitul Eno Ragi Udad Tetra, still have to burn it. Quite a remarkable concept in the Makor Chaim. So what is the Mechayev, the point of the Makor Chaim of burning? Not Tashbisu, but the very Isur HaNor that exists. This is the case to understand why the Efer, the ashes, are mutter, only according to Rabbi Yehuda and not according to the Rabbanan. That's how we got started. Tosfos says that the Perish and Sochim are the Kof Alpha Beis. How would that? Rabbi Kinegar asks, why? Don't we apply Nasus to Tosfos even according to the Rabbanan? So their mitzvah is a bit different. Instead of burning it, they can just pulverize it. Spoke about it last week, Thursday, the Michal Baruch's answer. The Makor Chaim is a different answer. According to the Rabbanan, the only need for you to pulverize this chametz and throw it into the sea is for the mitzvah of Seyav Tashbisu. The mitzvah of Tashbisu is not sufficient to render the chametz afkan mutter. Only if there is a an obligation of Isur Anos of Ermin. And it's derived from Nosar. Rabbi Yehuda derives it from Nosar. Rabbanan do not. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Afer is Mutter. According to Rabbanan, the Afer is Asur. Notwithstanding, it's a mitzvah of Tashbisu on the Rabbanan to eliminate the Chametz in any which way. This is the answer of the, based upon the Makor HaChayim. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Afer will be Mutter, even if you burn the Chametz after the Bittles. And there's no Tashbisu. Doesn't matter. That piece is completely irrelevant on both sides of the equation. It's the Easter Adash, though, which if it requires burning, and you did the burning, then the Afer is moved. This is the opinion of based upon the Makoran. You may recall that last week we had a rather far reaching suggestion. We just mentioned it very briefly, and now we're going to analyze it in greater depth. Tosfos in the Sefer Shmuel on Gimel Beis uses the phrase Nasa Mitzvasa. What does Nasa Mitzvasa mean? That the mitzvah is done. What's the precedent for this? Me'ila. Me'ila means sacrilege. He's having a no from Dovah Shel Hekdesh. Doesn't work. Nasa Mitzvasa, the mitzvah of the Torah was already fulfilled, is no longer the issue of Me'ila attached to the steps of Shel Kiddush. Everyone understand? Comes along the Gilas Yaakov, the discipler, in Simon Yud Gimel, and he doesn't understand what's going on. And I copy that as well. I have a brief citation to read to you from Gilas Yaakov, Simon Yud Gimel. Press as follows. By a carbon or by Hekdesh, why is it Asur B'Hanah? Because it belongs to Hekdesh for the purpose of its mitzvah. Once the mitzvah is performed, it's no longer necessary to have this prohibition. The prohibition must only exist in order to see to it that the mitzvah is done. The mitzvah is done, the prohibition ceases. Fine. That's only by Hektish, by all other Isuriano righteous disciples. You mean to tell me that the entire Isur is in order that the mitzvah to burn it? No, the other way around. If the mitzvah to burn it, because of the Isser. So why should the burning it remove the Isser on off? Why should it be? Vaya Karim, because of on off, and you also have to burn it. How do you know that the entire Isser on off is in the midst of the burn it? How does it work? Christ is sacred solid. Quote, Chazal Kiblu, the Kavana Satora. When Frey was required to explain, the Vizet Nishlam or Isir Anoshalem. Vayakam, Tukdash, Tukaresh. When Tukaresh takes place, the Isir Anosh comes to a home, comes to an end. Isir Ache Tukaresh. Once it's burned, the Ephra is permissible, Tabanoch. Says this type of something quite remarkable. You may recall, we mentioned briefly today. The Kiveger suggested that Nasa Mitzvasa applies even according to Rabbanan. Why did Rabbi Yehuda? That was a question from another Rabbanan. Tosfos and Adaf Papal Mevez says the Eifer is Mutter according to the Rabbi Yehuda, also according to Rabbanan. The Stipler suggests the polar opposite of the Kiveger. The Eifer is Usher even according to Rabbi Yehuda. How do you like that? And why is that so? I'll leave you with words. The Pesach, the Korah Mukhbah, Yisra Noshabal, Eino Kosher B'din Sreifo. They're not related to each other. Why? During Mitzvah Hashbosa Lo Chiva Torah El Bechomet Shalom. Why I can? I mean, it's broke, you have to burn it. But Chomet, I only have to burn it if it's mine. If it's your Chomet, no obligation upon me to burn it. Zero. Nonetheless, your chametz is also for you, Yisra Ano, the same as my own chametz. So what do you see from this? That the obligation to burn and Yisra Ano are separate and distinct from one another? So too. What about chametz after Pesach? Thomas F. Pesel, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Lopez, is also by number the rice. After Pesel is over, no longer touch Visu. So once again, we see a dichotomy. We see a distinction. Is presumably, he says, no Easter of beer. There's no bits of beer after Pesach. Doesn't say Tashbisu only on Pesach or with immediately preceding it. So Chometz of a Goy, or Chometz after Pesach, what's the din? The A versus D, Aser. There's no mitzvah to burn it. Says the stifler, if that's the case, Chometz shall Yisrael v'socha Pesach to be more lenient in this respect. Come to the Goy or come to the Jew after Pesach. That doesn't make too much sense. Therefore, you speak from the Goy's comments and after Pesach comments that the din Easter are not ain't no kosher with the Christian gospel. Unrelated. Unrelated. And therefore, even if one there of Yehuda who demands that you burn it, nonetheless, he thinks the effort should be prohibited. Wow. This being the case, it's time for the turn. The following way. The Rambam said you should eliminate the comments either by burning it or by scattering it. And the question was raised, how can you burn it? The Gemara tells us that whatever is the burning is hot for an ulcer. People are going to make a mistake if he's going to disrupt it. So the disciple suggests no. Even according to Yehuda, who says that he's supposed to burn chametz, nonetheless, the Afer is also. Therefore, since Yehuda concedes that point, no one's going to make a mistake, and therefore one may actually burn the chametz. Both according to Yehuda and according to Rabbanan, the Afer is prohibited, and no one's going to mistakenly have a no from that chametz. Recall, we spoke on Thursday, and this only fits in if you're missing those words from the mission. The point that I read to you already on Thursday, disciple. Read it again. It only goes according to the text that we have, not like those that. And what doesn't say anywhere in the Mishnah that disrupting Afron but if it does say it, it presumably refers to Chometz of Pesach, which is found in the Mishnah, and explained in the Gemara. But if it's not found there, and we have a right to articulate this bold suggestion, the polar opposite of the Kivegas. Kivegas said, contrast is in the middle position. The Afer is mutter according to the Yehuda, also according to the Rabban. The Kivegas said it's mutter according to both, and the Stifler suggests now that it's us according to both. How do you like that? How will come coming? They have all three possibilities from the status of the Afer. Now, one more point before we close the Stifler simile again. We find a concept that an Easter can be derived from a requirement to eliminate. For example, how do we know that Klai Kamer is also Hanah? From Tuktash, Tukaresh. So the question becomes as follows. Now Tashbisu required that we burn the Chametz to eliminate it. Why is there a need for the Gemara, the next one we haven't gotten to yet, try to find a source for the Easter on all Chometz of Pesach? The source should be Tashbisu. Tashbisu itself should be the source. Particularly according to Yehuda, who required to be burned it to fulfill Tashbisu according to the simple understanding. So the answer is, what about Chometz of the God? But there's no kid of Tashbisu. Nonetheless, that's what I know. So at first glance, all those verses that are going back and forth to prove these are not only necessary for the comments of a Goy. Why are they radical suggestion? Start the suggestion, but you get stuck with the problem. What do you do with chametz? What do you do with chametz on Erev Pesach in the afternoon? We have chayav to be mashbis. And according to some, there is no Easter Anah. According to Rabbi Shimon, there is no Easter Anah, even if there is a mitzvah of Tashbisu. We must therefore say that Tashbisu cannot be a good source for the Easter Anah. You know why? I like two kadesh. Two kadesh, there's no reason to burn it except for the fact that also burn. There's nothing else to attribute the obligation to burn it to. And Thomas of Pomerance is not that way. Tashpitz is to be attributed to Bayro Bayivatse. A prohibition which is unique to Chametz. Cannot be in your possession. Of course you have to eliminate it and burn it. So we're going to attribute the Tashpitz to the Bayro Bayivatse aspect. And not to an Easter on the Maybe there is no Easter on when it comes to Kalayim, you know how to own it, you must attribute the obligation to burn to an Easter on the I'm trying to kill Yaakov in Simon, Yud. Okay, just to complete the first part of the Shia. What's your question?
Doesn't the Pasuk say, Af Yom Arishon Tashbisu Sorbi Mentekam Ki Koa Okam Chameitz Venikrisa? That it seems that Tashbisu is because of the an Isra Achila or an Isra Hana, not because of Bayira Bayimatze.
You want to make a linkage between Bayira and Isra Achila?
No, I want to make a link between Tashbisu and Isra Achila.
Yes, Tashbisu and Bayira being linked is very, very powerful. And that, for the discipler, prevents us from deriving a Isra Hana from Tashbisu. We can attribute it to the Bayirah prohibition and not to an Isser Ano. Klai Akeram, when there is no Bayirah, when it says two Kadesh, you must burn it, it must be because of an Isser Ano. That's what he said. Hope you get it. If you don't get it, open the stack for the Kilos Yaakov Sin and you'll get it. This concludes part one, Rabbi Ozai, of today's sheet. We now start part two. Part two, I'll ask you to pull out the Minchas Sinah, which I gave you. I hope you all have copies. The first page, page of the test. You will not need page of the test. Page of the test is the Minchas Sinah, which is a text you've been thinking about for a long time. You never had a chance to actually see the text inside and record the text. You may recall, Rav Ozai, that the big Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos of Abdallah and the Beis. And how we define a bittul. Is bittul tashbisu or is bittul not tashbisu? Rashi says bittul is tashbisu. And Tosfos says no. Bittul is just hefty. What is tashbisu? Burning the chametz, as we said, the kumbah said, point to Rashi. Tosfos says against Rashi. Let's, you know what? Let's open up the Gemara. Torah about Pen, but we can see the Gemara. I'll say at least one Gemara today. I'm down at the bank. Please open up with me. Let's see what it says. Dalit of the bank. The Doraisa, the Bible of the Amasaki. Everybody see it? Here's the Kuntis, the Sid Tashbisu, from Sid Tavaro. Abba Tashbos of the Lady. The Tosh of the Reed. The High Ashbos of the Tavari. The Low Bible. Question number one. The answer to this question is very simple. It's both true. Is the Amor of the Lord to be biblical? The O. The Tashbisu Amir of the Kamon may achile to be shaved, shawls, ulamah. Only after 6 hours. You may remember we read the Ramban. I'm not going to read it to you again right now, but you probably have it still in your files. But the Ramban says, the nature of the mitzvah tashbisu, according to the opinion of Rashi, is that it should be mushkos et chatzot. It's fulfilled passively. As long as when the clock strikes 12 on Erev Pesach, there is no chametz in your possession, you have fulfilled the mitzvah of tashbisu. So that's Ramban quite emphatically, at least twice. Today we're going to read the same exact theme in the Minchas Sinah. Exactly the same thing, even though he really didn't have a Ramban, to the best of my knowledge. He said it on his own. Our great Golden figured things out on their own. However, before seeing the Minchas Sinah, I have to be honest and tell you there's an opposition. There's another view. That view was held by my ancestor, the Tzvi Yehoshua, as well as by the Chassam Sofer. You can look it up in the Chassam Sofer on that. Dalit on the day, the Ramaskal Hall, right there, those who have a COVID, you can look it up, the Kabusha Chasim Sofer, on the Sefer, Something. And even according to Rashi, Tashbisa was fulfilled afterwards. The Kumbhasen. Against the Ramban that we saw, and against the Chassidim that we will see. Now, what's the Pshat? According to Rashi, Rabbi Osai, when in the view of the Sreita, you may recall, Rashi learns that after the base of the base, Sreita is Kodem Zmani Suro. Kodem Zmani Suro, that's when the chametz must be burned. And the Marasho, in his commentary, the Tosis over here, that Dal and the Beis, the Ramasu Upsiv, let's take a look quickly in that Marasho. Please turn. Marasho, Dal and the Beis, on Tosis Upsiv. Okay. So Tashbisu Avarehi, says the Marasho. Lo Tiro Akos of the Sarko, Eli Akari Sura. For the Tosis. Duma Kusha and Rapa Fishi Toso, the spiritual and the Tabla Kamon. Ema says Shalom Bishat Siyo is only after Kasso. Abo Rashi Kirsha Kamon is based in the base. Ema says it's saying of the Shalom Bishat Siyo and all. Hainu Bitzkilas Shay. Abo Bishat Siyo Bizayin Ashmasasa Bakold Abo, the Yudhain, with the Marshall's last line. Shafir, Ko'amash, Ak, Bayom, Arisha, Tashbisu, Abu Dishas, the Euro of Design, Ashbasos of the Koldom. Okay? What are you saying? Tashbisu be the Kwan Rashi, get rid of the Chametz actively. When? On the morning of the 14th. Not the afternoon. On the morning of the 14th. On the morning of the 14th. Once Chatzos comes, you're already over Kodesh Rashi, Bal Yirora. That is a minority view in the Rishonim. True. Simple shot, only over Bayron and Pesach itself. But look at Rashi, Rav Osai, on the Dalit Omer Aleph. Please give a look, Rav Osai. Rashi, Dalit Omer Aleph. Rashi Dalit Amar out. The Ramazil Bain. There's the Rashi. Bain Rav Meir, Bain Rav Yehuda, end of the narrow line. The Rashi said, what does it say? Says the Torah. Omet eno osu v'na Torah. V'bal yeroe u'bachila ela mishay shol. Imagine that, this Rashi. A radical view, a minority view. V'bal yeroe from high noon on Erev Pesach. You know, it probably says v'bal yeroe with respect to Still seeing?
Yeah.
Somebody pull the camera over.
Yeah.
Everyone still inside?
Yeah.
Okay. There's only Bal Yehuda. Adam, I see you, and one's right behind you. Yehuda, is that you?
Over here.
Yehuda? You're on the very edge. You're on the very edge. Anyone's close to the window, I can't see. Yehuda, I think you're using it, but I just, someone's on the other side, I can't see. Okay. So, maybe there's someone closer to the wall of you? Someone want to be off camera? I don't mind. Someone want to be off camera. Maybe we can be that one. Okay. Fine. Someone want to be off camera. Fine. At the end of the street, it's kind of away. Are you?
Yes.
I catch myself. Coming back. The Rashi is under view, but by Yeroa, by Yemotzi begins, Ef Chatzos and Erev Pesach. Even though counterintuitive, because like Matin Shiras Yamin, presumably Rashi linking it to Tashbisu, says that it's Da'irah from midday on Erev Pesach. Not only that, the impression conveyed from Rashi is that Tashbisu is the first part of the day. Incredible. You know, it's still Tashbisu is the second part of that day, Erev Pesach. No, it's the first part of the day. Until Chatzos. Achile doesn't mean Tashbisu is always the last part of the day, supposed to learn. To the contrary, Achilik is only the first part of the day. Then you must actively eliminate the comment according to the view of Rashi, as explained by the Chasam Sofer, in direct contrast to the Ramban, as we shall see soon, the Mechaskim. Take a look, if you will, at the Rashi on Dalar of the Day, Shivas. Please look. Dalar of the Day, Shivas. Give it a text. Dalar of the Day, Shivas. Shiva Hashem, the last 7 lines. Soleim Asher Bateka. Afilu Shah Achaz, the talk of Shiva Hashem. Uksiv, Af Bayomarishon Tashbisu. Hare Shah Bo Shah Achaz, it's too late. Get an impression from Rashi. And Tashbisu is active. It's not passive, as the Ramban said, and then the Chassidim instead of dependently. No, it's active. Is that it's active in the first part of the day. Let's take a look at the Minhag Chasinut, where we're going to see that he has an opposite view in Rashi, which I said to you earlier. He has wonderful precedent in the Ramban of whom apparently he was unaware, but he wasn't printed in his day. Take a look at the Minhag Chasinut that you all have here, in the paragraph beginning with the word Ah. Column 1. Ah. Noah. We'll take a look back, we'll go back, go to the paragraph, Behina. You know what, let's start from the top. One suggests that when the women are higher than touch, can I get it? What not to answer the Hebrew last week? Who remembers? Who not to answer? Wow. Raise your hand. If it's a positive mitzvah or a negative, who remembers the Tuna Pini? Yes, Adam?
Aser Zeruvim? Ten Zeruvim. Asara Zeruvim.
Asara
Zeruvim.
Asara Zeruvim, right. If someone takes away my comments and burns it, I can charge him 10 Zeruvim. That was different. That was number one. Get one more, even more wacky now, Pini. Who remembers that one?
Whether you have to purchase chametz to burn it.
That's sane nafkamina. That's the real nafkamina. The purchase chametz and Adam. Was even a wild one. If a person eats chametz and Pesach, according to the Balamor, that eating is a fulfillment of Tashbisu. But on Pesach, the mitzvah of Avera. So you cannot perform the mitzvah. But if one of the Rashi is passive and Ramban, so then he can, believe it or not. Those are two wild nafkamina. The very top of page Nukes, the first two words, says Noshim Chayavos. Afis Ban Drama Kobiyam. It's passive, women are obligated to touch these. However, the mitzvah of Kumba say, yes, she's stopping. Women might be exempt to touch these. The mitzvah of say, Jezman Drama. That's not going to be number three. Again, not the four altogether. Not being number four or five. What? Kavana. That's Kavana Lotzeis. If it is a mitzvah of Kumba say, require Kavana Lotzeis, which is Shikos Kavana, and it's not now. You have one, we have five Nachmanis. The simple one answer would be up to you go buy Chametz or not. That's the obvious one. Ten to Hoovin and eating it, a little wacky. That's a mental sin on the previous page. Nun Zion is the one who got up and see it. And here, two fascinating potential opinions. One about women and one about Kavan. But let's go on to Hine. Hine, with the Rambam, he says, the mitzvah has said to be master of the Allah obeys. What is it? You can't tell it as Kumbah said. Little Shabbos also. is a mitzvah to be a mushbas. He can't tell. Can't tell. Tosu says, after chatzos, cannot be mevalid. We just saw the Tosu of Dalva Ben Zoraisa. So then at the end of Parakabine, the E, I'm mitzvah to share the Altase. If that's a mitzvah, in Kelo Kashi Klal, that Torah Amra, to the chatzos, you have mushbas kvar. That's exactly what the Ramban said going to Rashi. The Jewish Rashi, the Kabbalah, is the Masal, Achilet. What? Achilet. Take a look at the bottom book. What's on the bottom book? Hey, Nirem Ramban Khan, the Tirit Kutu that talks to Sanal, the Kabbalah Shaykh, and the Vua of the Mutu the Chatzos. Look at how Gosa had Raad, the pieces out in Melza. What? The Chassidus Mechaber is also Rabban, but presumably he didn't even know about those that great out with all of our every generation. Fine. Good. Sheva Tasa. Paragraph ends. Your Iku, the Bismarck history, your Kovet Mushpus Bibes, is against what we just said now from the Chassam Sof. Ah, next paragraph. The Torah of the Gemara Shantab Dalvan Zay, Mashpah, the Mitzvah Sasei, the Kumbasei. Why? The Makshina, the Kulialma, the Chatos Midol, and Rabbi, Trey Korksivi. Siv Shmosi Beis, Shiva Sel, the Siv, Afghan Revision, Okeita, the Rabbi Sital, the Beer, who Beer Rashi, we just read the Rashi, that Shiva Sel, even 1 minute, so it must be that you have to do it with Kumba Sey. And all my Shemits, as I say, Yibu Shevi Al Tase, then Kelo Kasha, that Torah Kosovo, well, you must have a low Sasei. The Rish Tash Bis Manit Tazi Shem Mushmas. Whoever saw a flash was called him a lad of Tat. Today is Shem Mushmas Malaya. What do you have to do the day for? The Shah Shaper after the Rish came in the Kayam and said, I promise the Loma, the Sora Sabaye, the Bukumba say, what a brilliant thing that's him. Abaye must know the Bukumba say, we saw that in Rashi. Oh, but the Rish had a Yachtin. Also the Hashem was called him a king.
Doesn't try to knock down the wall, it goes around the wall. Nay, that by Israel came, he called upon Kulu Tanoi Ramaroi, the Alpin, the Mokomache, the Alpin, the Kabaye, after the Tigi Alabaye was there. This sovereign, though I say, the Shevi Altasa, I can't look up a beady, came in the bush for Skona Malala Shabi Ami Asay. That's Rashi that paid him an out to Rabbi Yossi. Rashi says, the Al Pasuk. The connection of the moment of the Pulut and Rosh Hashanah, except for Abaye, yes, Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is an Abaye side. The Rabosai is two against the world. How much is the world? How many derivations have you from the Sugya? How many derivations are there for the Easter of Chomet and Erev Pesach after the Chatzos? Quite a number, at least three. So these are three against two, maybe four, but more against two. So two derivations, in fact, learn that it's Kumbase. Who are they? Abaye, Kumbase, and Rabbi Akiva. Nonetheless, Rashi may pass the Malacha, the Sheva Tasa, based on the majority of the derivations. So says the Chiddush Gadol, that the Machlokes, to the nature of Tashbis, the very fundamental dispute, whether it's Kumbase or Sheva Tasa, is exactly the Machlokes, the Tanorim and the Roim of this figure, as in the derivation that the Yenelet has peace with on the 14th and the 15th. Quite a remarkable Kiddush that the Minchas Sinah comes. It goes even further than that. We don't pass the Gavir Kiva. Why? Because the Kiva denies the Pope. We accept the Pope. Right? That's the last line of the first column. How do we pass him? Like Rava. The Hilchos HaKavir Seh Gavir Abayah. We said Abayah is one of the Kumbas of the Gavir Kiva. We all know he fell Rava against Abayah except the Yal Begam. Right? Begam, column two, Kubasra. So who's so there? They are Pusu, we know Sishka Al-Pamets. Most Lamadalas and I'll pay him out. The Kankos of Rambam, can he call it Rabba? Against the Bayah as usual. In Kay, look at this Kiddush, what the Kiddush in the Chassidim. Kay, when the Rabba is over, do I have to call the Bayah? El Shaduhu Vitala Nisqal Yael. The other than the Bayah for this very reason. The Mitzvah say Yishev Al Tasser. Al Kay, the book of the Nima, the Bayah of Yishev Rashi. Amazing. According to Rashi, Rabba is on the Bible for this very reason. For this very reason. Rabbi holds the Kumba say, and Rabba holds the Shev Yal Tas. Rabbi Akiva says, it's Kumba say, Rabbi Yosio, and the Shev Yal Tas. So it's two on two. Who Tanoi versus Tanoi Navarre versus Tanoi Navarre. There seem to be a couple of tiebreakers who would seem to say, like, in the Chaskinah, according to the understanding, that it is in fact a Shev Yal Tas. What a remarkable in the Chaskinah. Remarkable. Remarkable. But Mushkos, Sister Ramba, as I said to you before, the Chasam Sofer disagrees. The Chasam Sofer disagrees and says, no, the Mitzvah Sasei, he says, Bekum Vasa. Bekum Vasa. Now, what you have to do with the Machlokas of Yehuda Rabbanan, with which you started today, Shir, about Sreik. Says in the Chasinah, decidedly, no. The last time on the page of text. The Ein Inyan Zeh. The Ein Inyan Zeh. Talos. The Flukta of the Rabbi Yehuda Rabban of Papala. Nothing to do with it. The name of your Hamas of Israel. Small before, and I've been a time, based on the name who says the Rabbi Yehuda derives from Nosa. And then by when? The Amatani Suro, by any. What does that mean? That means you burn it in the afternoon. That's the reason you have to burn it in the afternoon. I'm not saying you get rid of it any which way. But we're discussing what do you do before noon. Must it be an active or passive thing? Feel the rest of the Rashi Shom on the base of the base. That this man has to steal the Rabbi. Chomish b'sreifa, and afterwards b'chol dava, not the nicha. Tashbisu b'emes apirish shiyya nishbas, to be no longer there in capacity. If came this man yisur, in nishbas akoponim mekayim mitzvah sasei, to tashbisu. Begam bitu, sagir Rav Yehuda, ayin ran reish tzavim, tibamaskel, the famous rank that even called Rav Yehuda, bitu, will be a fulfillment of Tashbis. Except the mitzvah is b'sreifa like by Kerem and Arla. Again, saying it's not b'sreifa as it does not derive from Tashbisu. That can be done with Bittul. It's derived from the Yisr HaNoah, like by Kerem and Arla. It's like the Bekor Chaim we saw earlier today. Not a mitzvah karkat of the Gavra, list of by Kerem, not the burden. The man is saying to the Shalom, you can keep it forever in a freezer somewhere. Chavetz HaSavu, who's the Shalom? Avalosh HaRis Kirena, HaKatorah Gazra, the Kutu Nechassinu. HaKatorah Gazra, Da'adin Kaku, the Ebed Rotsa, the Bar, the Lankar, he's Yisro. The Chavetz, in Bidel, they know her Klau, the Komakom, the Ebed Rotsa, the Bar, the Lankar, Yisro Fenu, according to the Rabbi Yehuda, and according to the Baruch Hashem, if you burn, if you levar, levar the previously, you still have to burn it. That's in the Tzedek explicitly. Maybe. Not so clear. Okay. So now he says, the Rashi of the Tashbisu, Bidlu, Velo, Sreifa, Av, and them, and the Gashem, and the Plow, he called up on Rabbi Yehuda, so in the Dach, and the Sreifa. That's what the right to know, not the Tashbisu. Ain't that all it is there? That's what he says. Tosfos is a different opinion. Tosfos maintains that the mitzvah is the Kol Vaaseh. Ad Kan, this beautiful presentation that the Senator and Patron Test, which we just completed, is in contrast of Osai to the opinion of the Chassam Sofer and others, even called the Rashi in the midst of the Kol Vaaseh. The truth is that the Gemara that we started seeing, which would be a constant refrain, on Kav Zayin of the days, yields potentially different result. Please open up the Gemara to your mind. Kav Zayin of the days, please. Kav Zayin of the days. Kav Zayin of the days. The Morris is not from Zion of the Days as follows. You have this, any of the this great. Hi, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Any of the this great. But I didn't know it. Umano, so shame of a Valiero by a Motte, Tom Shrepo. Tom is yes, a Valiero by a Motte. Local shame, Chiton Shrepo. Okay? How do you know? Amulah, Rav Aron said, Rav Yehuda, Kol Din Shatav Don, Yilasa Lahakwa Nesofa Lahogel, Eim Adin. Kol Motze Eise Lusarfa Yeyoshi Bubotel, Vatora Amar Tashbiz, Lusana Bateich Lachodam Hashem Yom Lashbizo. What do you see over here, Rav Osai? Tashbiz was thrown in. Tashbiz was thrown in. Not even if I said that Tashbiz was in the Yisra Adav Dosa. No. It's from Tashbisu. Rabbanan asked against Rabbi Yehuda. He didn't find Eitzim. The Yoshev Bot of the Torah said Tashbisu. That implied that Tashbisu was critical over here. How will the Minchaskinim answer? The Minchaskinim will presumably answer no. It's derived from Nosa. The entire student goes to Nosa. Cause Rabbi Yehuda was on the Gedaka. Nosa, Rasa, Bachila, Tana, the whole city, the whole Amt Gemara keeps going with Nosa. More than one thing. Rabbanan has kasha against Rabbi Yehuda. You won't find Eitzim. You wait till after Chatzos. You'll be in violation of Tashbisu. How would Rabbi Yehuda answer? They'll say as follows. I'll have you base in the base. Einachinami. If Chatzos approaches, Yivarev and Bukhaldar. Give you a stickman for a fire when Chatzos comes. You'll have no choice but to get rid of it. With everything, that's the Rashi not being based in the base, so would it be. In the matter of fact, to give greater credence to the opinion of the Chassam Sofer over that of the Rabban and the Chassidim, and turn back to the Rashi on that Hey Amenah. Hey Amenah. That's the Sukkim. Hey Amenah. Let's do this Sukkim briefly. One second. Hold on. Review the sugya very briefly. What happened over here? There was a discussion in the sugya. How do you know? Starts about dollar a day. They quote the Mishnah, which we began our learning this year. Kafala amanal. How do we start? The male is open. Kol kafah to start with the shake. If you don't know, open kafah amanal. Kol kafah to start with the shake. Send the gemara dollar. The chulei amanal miyacham is the shake. So the male also be dollar. How do you know? The whole series of derivations. The first is Abai. Okay? First Abai, a whole discussion of Abai takes you all the way into Dabhei Amud Aleph. How do you conclude the famous two words? Achila. Eme Mitzapra, Achila. That's all Abai can do. The Rabbi Shmuel has his derivation. Okay? The whole Dab tomorrow. Then you have who's left? You have second Rabba, you have Rabbi Yossi, then you have Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, then Rabbi Yossi. So they have quite at least five derivations in the Gemara, but it's basic thing that comes from Erev Pesach at the Chatzos is Asur Bahano. So the question becomes, the Gemara says explicitly, the aim of Yitzhakra. Achille. The simple reading is, you eat the tummy that's speechless from the morning? I says, no, achilik is only in the afternoon. So how can the holy chasam sofer say, that according to Rashi, the mitzvah is to limit the chametz in the morning to get to the Gemara? Four words. They have a mitzvah, achilik. Four words against the whole shot of the chasam sofer. Says the, I saw the same with the Sivkai and Simon Tensai. No. Those four words, the aim of Mitzapra, Achilik, have nothing to do with the immediately preceding line. But back to the very beginning of the Sugya. How did the Sugya begin? Be a disaster for us. That's the Havanim. That's the Havanim. And to the Gemara, Rabbi Osai, Achile. What do you mean, Achile? What do the word Achile mean? The answer is as follows. Very, very important answer. Tashbisa was not an Isser. It's a mitzvah of Osai to get rid of the chametz from Alos HaShachar until Chatzos. Who said so? Almost the parish? Rashi HaKodesh. Read the Rashi and Achilek. Read it slowly and carefully. The Rashi and Achilek. The third narrow line. Name it up. Achilek. Achim v'rakim yutah. Alma mitza sayom mutter u'mitzaso osur. What? What? We have the Esau the Chetzel Heter. What are you talking about? Isser and Heter? Who's talking about Isser and Heter? We're discussing when you have to get rid of the Chavetz. The answer is no. Rashi going back to the very beginning of the Sugya and I've found the vase, Evan Green from Sheshaw, Slamala, it's Osur, the Achila, Uvana. That's the mitzvah, the Eina mitzvah. Had it been mitzvah, the Eina mitzvah, after it would mean the mitzvah get rid of the part only after Chatzos. Now that it's talking about Isser, the Eina Isser, no. The second is as follows. Divide the day in half. Right? So what does that mean? It's referring to the Isser Ano and the Isser Achila. That, in fact, is not mitzvah. But the mitzvah to eliminate the chametz, in fact, is mitzvah. I'll read you the lashon of the statement of Sim Chaim here in Simon Tes Zayin. Rashi of Tashbisa must be before Chatzos. The one Chatzos comes body raw. We saw that fell them out. What is it before that pay them out? What are you doing with it? Stop. This. Eino Mitzvah goes back to the very beginning of the Sugya. He said, I feel an ano. Let that be in the morning. No, Achilles. Tashbisu lavi sura goma. Ela mitzvahs hashkosa. Ume Achilles, we're madu de mitzvahsa me arosa shachar. Ad chatzos. Yes! Yes! It's the morning. You have to eliminate it in the morning. And then when the puzzle is done, from chatzos and on, because you already passed the time, he's supposed to have eliminated it. That's your answer to the Achilles. Mitzvahs ayom mutter, ume mitzvahsa. Also, who told Isser the Heter over here? Mitzvah, not a mitzvah. Who told Mitzvah Tashbisu? Who is Surin? Must be no. The Shas referred to the Isser, which is mentioned at the very beginning of the Sugya. Sheshaw Sulamala. And to the Gemara, Achilek, the Mitzvah, so Mutter, Mitzvah, so Osir, as far as Isser, Achilek, and Akmah is concerned. But as far as Bittel, the Bittel, the Mice in Bittel should be done in the morning. So writes the Sittayim, like the Chasam Sofer, against Rabban and the Chasam. The better chat because of what Rashi really holds. I've got part two of today's sheet. Are there any questions? That's too much of a monologue here. I ask you something just to make sure I can see what is listening. Yes, sir.
The Minchas Chinuch also said, he also raised that question against Tosos, how you learn out Achilek, if that's going to be after this Man Isser, so how could you burn it? And he answered differently. He answered whether he was Michalik between Mitzvahs Kiyomios versus Mitzvahs Chayavios.
Oh, very good. Now, I was going to wait for tomorrow In Adam Exodus, let's open up to the Mincha Sinai on page Nun Tes. Alright? That's the next page. Where you get to the end, I already told you about last week. So if I have some tests in front of me. Too bad I don't have it. You'll see it's right there in the first column. He asked that question, gives that answer. It will talk about the better issue tomorrow, and I'll see you in person. And we'll talk about that at the end. Let's now turn our attention to the last part of today's year, to the very critical question of the sixth hour. What status the sixth hour have? On both sides, it says the parish of the Gemara, we start with the Tila Shem. We start over here on our Dalit of the days. We start on our Kalpala from the Dalit. We start with the days. We start with the Tila Shem. Rabosai, what does that mean? I'm going to, again, have a vote. Second vote of the day. Should be one of two things. Either should be taken literally. The start from the Tila Shem means you are required to burn it at the beginning of the sixth hour. Why so early? Because Chazal came to Reis Tikkun. Into the sixth hour for us, it's like the seventh hour by Torah law. Only the comments for one split second is sinful. Take it literally yourself with Kiddush Hashem. That's chat number one. That's chat number one. Well, no. All it really means is it's an Easter Hanah. You can no longer use it once Shave starts. Once it's an Easter Hanah, you might as well burn it. But you have to hold on to ownership of the comments for the entire 6 hour. You're not in violation of anything. I repeat two stones. The first, take service to Hashesh literally. You must burn the chametz at the beginning of the sixth hour. The second interpretation is no. You keep the chametz in the entire sixth hour, as long as you burn it during the sixth hour. And service to Hashesh just means you should, you know, can't use it. Once you can't use it, you may as well burn it. Okay, well, I'm taking a vote on both sides. Who votes for the first literal acceptance of Sarf for Tila Shesh? You must burn to give the 6 hour. The rabbi is making 6 and the Torah 7. Who votes that way? One vote in the back. Two. Who votes the other way? That Sarf for Tila Shesh means you can keep it, just a figure of speech. I see at least 3 votes. Okay, the majority, 4. Okay? Who is right? So this is the topic of the Sefer. 3 Yitzvah, Simon Yutes. I still haven't found it in the yeshiva. You can find it. We had it, not for us. So if you find it, bring it to see it tomorrow on the next day. Any quotes, Rabbi Osai? At the Tzlat, on the Abba Meral, Tzlat is the Rabbi by the Lord of Yudas, the Tzil and Emeshkaya, says, you know what? I think that Tashbisu is like the mitzvahs I say of Mila. It can be fulfilled any time of the day. Of course, reason not people in the mitzvahs. But in some places, especially in Eretz Yisrael, everyone uses the same oil. I know that the Romans do 20 bris in a day. The definition, the ones who are later in the day are going to be have the bris later in the day. There's no choice, we get to you. Are they in violation? Has to show it. Reason not demon. Okay, we believe strongly reason not demon, but nonetheless, guy's not a balavera if he does it later. He's about to lose his activist component. Slach compares Tashbisu to me. Tashbisu, any time of the first day, that first day being the 14th day of the month of Nisan. If that's true, Rabbi Osai, then the majority of my Shia rules, the majority said that Sovereign Tashbisu only means you can no longer have Anah. It can't possibly mean you must burn at the beginning of the sixth hour. How do I explain that first time? Cain and Isaac Tikkun, you must burn at the beginning of the seventh hour. But that's not true of one of the slots. One of the slots, you can burn any time. You don't need to burn at the beginning of the seventh hour. Burn it in the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th. The famous 12th hour or 11th hour is a matter of expression. Burn it then too. So you can burn it then too, got a bomb there. There's no need to burn the beginning of the sixth hour. Slap is right. The foregone conclusion and some of the attention to figure of speech, well, it means that we cannot have any Hanoah, as the majority of the Mishnah voted a moment ago. However,
Rabbi?
The moment outgro- yes?
Also, the other sheet in the Mishnah that says that it becomes also from 4 hours, it says Ochlin Kol Chamish, and that's clearly not a mitzvah. So Ochlin Kol Chamish is Mishus, that is Lav Davka, so maybe then Sarkin Tchila Sheish also.
Good, I like that. I like that view. I like it. I like it. Very good. And now let's go to take one step further. The Moment Avram argues on this. The Moment Avram can be found, we read it once before, maybe he's been on the board, in Simon Tuf and Dalit. Simon Tuf and Jude Aleph. I'm not sure if you can see me and me and the Moment Avram at the same time. We'll just say about that. You can look it up yourself. Those who have something up should open it up. There, the Moment Avram writes as follows. No! Tashbis was more clever than Mila. Rabosai, remember the Mishnah Daf Mem Tes? Who remembers? No? He's open to Daf Mem Tes. Please open to Daf Mem Tes. And then before he's done. To read as follows. Aholeh Rishon is Tisko, the one who was to know. This is the Jesuit commentary of Beso. You all hold up laugh for the Bible, laugh for the Sosu Yasa. You have to be a bad. The laugh, the laugh of the legal, etc., etc., etc. That cannot be wrong. It's stuck. Two mitzvahs. Mila or Tashbisu? Which has priority? Mama Ram, Tashbisu. You know why? Because Tashbisu, you must, every single second that you don't fulfill, you're in violation. Against the slap. Every single second you're in violation. That being the case, we now back to our original criteria. What's that sorfin for Tila Sheish? Was it the doctor of Tila Sheish? Any of the rights of tickets for Tila Sheva? But no! No! It never made it Zera. You can burn the other Sheish. Take your speech. You have no Hanoah. The moment of the beginning of Shem. That's the old criteria that we had a few minutes ago. What does the Balamor say about this? The Balamor can be found in either the Gimel of an Aleph in the old print or the Kav in the new print. Please, whatever you have, open up. Please open up to whatever you have in Balamor. I have to have the old print today. I'm sitting here in Toronto. Old fashioned shas. It's Gimel of an Aleph. Close to you, it's Pedro. In the Balabo. Balabo is in the stars. But the eighth line, after the word chile, second word, the chachamim asu lo siyav sha'ashish, in the ranch, ninth line, shalom ha'ash also. Look at that. The Purusha Balamar, who learns that the minority now is here, and you have to get rid of it, the beginning of sha'ashish. Wow. This is the sheet of the Balamor. Anybody argue? Take a look at Rabosai and Rashi on the Yud Beis Amud Beis. Rashi, Yud Beis Amud Beis. Rashi has over the famous Rashi we alluded to earlier today. Rashi says of the days of the days. Okay. Here we go. The third white line. Amos and Neil may be among those carriers of the Europe, with killer shapes, whole shapes, that can't be the rise of story. I will be sad to you of the Sheva, to whom moves are mean at Torah, and for some of the Hoda, in good fashion. The Torah Zer Lama, in Ain Lo Aizen, Yantin at Shams to Europe, yes, we said it before the other. What's the rush? We'll take care of it later on. It gives you a clear impression of both sides. Clear impression. And there's no need to get rid of the first moment against the Balabot. Not both with Rashi and the Balabot. It's Hakira. According to Rashi, no rush. According to the Balabot, there is. Speaking of all this, let's now turn our attention once again to the Mordechai, Kof, Uf, Lamed, Gimel. First page of the Mordechai, here in the second stuff. These open up to the back, behind the ribs of the rack, to the Mordechai. Kof, Uf, Lamed, Gimel. Kof, Uf, Lamed, Gimel. What did he say in the Mordechai? Kof, Uf, Lamed, Gimel. We've been here before, and let's see it again. Rav Shmuel Mipolaita, it's on the fourth line of counsel. Omar, Shamati al-Riva, Teorodo, Lahashos, Ruso, Achas, and the Sofas, Shilas Shozayim, Telekayan, Bir, Chomet, Man, the Bir Shevetetan, the Bir Shalodesh, Hats, the Euro, the Tchil Hashem. He waited. Uplia, he, it's a Pelet, the name, Srepa, the beer, the ain't out of the Rabbana, in the Rabbana. But it's so many on our shows, not of the suffix, that's beast of the Tila Shela. What do you see, Clor? And the Mordechai Simon talks to a flag of Gimel. Clor, Clor. What does that mean? Also, that we match even one split second in the seventh hour. That's clear. Like the moment I'm wrong, and against the flat. He, Rabbi Levi, held like the Menchaskil, at the mitzvah that said the Kumbah say, and he couldn't believe the Chazakhom that eliminated. Menchaskil, the Kumbah is taken eliminated. He didn't believe it. He kept the Gazarus Chomas, he had the Chazos, believe it or not. So did Rabbi Levi. Aye, Fred the Mordechai, but in doing so, 5 minutes or so after Chatzos, he was probably in violation of Tashbisu. Revolt said, it's a slap! Slap is no such thing. That Tashbisu is no different than Milo against the Mogan Avram. Well, he burned it an hour later, he's in good shape. Revolta! The Mordechai, the Rav Shmuel, the Polite, they have the question against the Riva. What did he ask it from? He asked it from the seventh hour. Why did he ask the sixth hour? Why did he ask it only for the seventh? The answer is, he understood some of the shades when most of the time even this year. So I said, I know I want to get rid of it. But not as an Easter of opening comments in the sixth hour. There's no such issue. But it's here from the Mordechai. 7th hour, yeah, 6 hour, no? Now it's interesting. When the Mordechai said to the Pirish of Enetan, that's the last word in the wide line here, at least in my print, word of Enetan is in fact in brackets, last word on the 5th line of Kalman 2 in my print. Your print, you should find it, well, fitting and find it. What does that mean, in my view? That means that's why Rabbi Osai Rabbeinu Rabbi Riva burned it. Why did he burn it? It's already after 12 o'clock. That's exactly Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan said, when is the Chiyus Shreva? After 12 o'clock. After 12 o'clock, Rabbi Natan's chat, if you remember, on that few days of the days, just were there a few moments ago, on the days of days, Okay, the Talmud says Shalom b'shas Yiro Achar Sheish. Why? To roll for all them Nevarim b'sheish Ketikun Chachamim. Alright? So I see Rabbeinu Tam. Seems to be the Wadi Hesha Rabbeinu Tam. He's talking about Sreifa. Sreifa. One of them comes Sreifa after the Chatzot. Called the Rashi. Remarkably, the Arzarua, the race of the dog, holds that the Riva was worried about Shita's Rashi. That the Shas. That the Shas, the Euro means the seventh hour. And therefore the Rebo held, that is Shas the Euro, which is supposed to burn it. And you have to hold on to the Kazites. And you get an impression from the Rebo, you made a broth on it. You made a broth on it. Rashi says Shas Yuro is the seventh hour. Means there was no Takonis Chachamim for the Rivoel. Mevaschinim that you have in front of you on Tekhtun Test says. That the Chacham will go, okay, the Mitzvah to say Doraisa. And the Rebbe said, B, no, not true. You should try to fulfill the Mitzvah to say Doraisa after 12 o'clock on Erev Pesach by burning a bit of hearts. That's what he actually did. Halacha l'maaseh. But Rashi learned, Rebbe Mosai, a Shas to Euro means the seventh hour. Presumably understand. Chazal will never mevatel the mitzvah to say the rice and burn the chametz for 7 hours. You don't have to burn it. Rashi can get away with it any which way you want after Chatzos, even if you want to have Yudah. But you have to eliminate it after 12 o'clock. So what if you. I've both said it's one outstanding problem, I've both said. One outstanding problem in the Mordechai. One word I've thrown in here, you don't quite grasp. What's that word? I did not read it, I read it differently. Who knows what I'm talking about? Yes?
Whether the Riva did this because of the bracha or because of the strength?
That's the word I left out. Normally when there's a bracket and a parenthesis, the parenthesis is a mistake, and the bracket is correct. That's what it means. They took the early text, put it in parentheses, didn't forget about it. They put a new text in bracket, this is new. In my humble opinion, I've always seen this particular case, the parentheses are right. How do I know the parentheses are right? Let me tell you. This source of the Mordechai is the Rav Shmuel Mipolaiza. I recall that he is the one who wrote a perush, a lengthy perush, on the Yotzer of the Shabbos HaGadol, which is found in all of your Siddur. Rav Shmuel, by a show of hands, in whose shul, in this room, are the yotz was said on Shabbos HaGadol? That you make my hand, also in the room by screen. Hands up, see my hand? I'm the only one. Nobody? Not a single soul. I'll tell you a story. I haven't told the story yet today. If I told you the story, stop me. I don't have a second. But when I came to my shul, came Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Bo, was Tavshin Lamed Dalet, where you were born. And I came Parshas Bo. Parshas Bo was great. Bo, come, terrific. Shalach was great. Yisrael was great. It's easy to be a rabbi. Go on. Can I tell you what happened to Parshas Mishpatim? Remember I told you? Because I didn't tell you. Okay. Rashi Mishpatim, in a plain year, which is not a leap year, is Parsha Shkolim. So, I'm going to mind my business, and the time is finished, you know, I take 3 steps back, wait for the rabbi, of course, take 3 steps back, and the bounce is on Mazaras Hashatz, Shatz. I bang the table. Yantris. Another guy bangs the table. No Yantris. Now I'm in trouble. Now I'm in big trouble. They have a book of me. So I said, well, what did they do last year? Guy says, he said Yantris. Guy says, he didn't say Yantris. This is a revisionist history. I know exactly what happened. Here I am, a kid. I'm supposed to figure out what to do. One thing I knew, that I couldn't solve this problem that very time. Not on Shabbos Hagot, not on Shabbos Shkolin, not in Zohar, not in Parah, not in HaKodesh, not in Shabbos Hagot. I just fought. The minute is the fight. I was just moved. Who was to me? Whippersnapper. A full year passed, and now it's 1975. And Parshas Mishpatim is rapidly approaching. But you know, total fool I wasn't. Learned from your mistakes. I wasn't about to be caught unawares again. I got the phone number of my predecessor. Who was the Rav before me. He wasn't the resident Rav. He lived in Muncie, but he's come to Shabbos to Riverdale. I asked him, what is the custom in the shul for the years that you were here with respect to Yom Kippur? You said it, but you didn't say it. He answered me very clearly. We said it. That was the end of the dispute. So by the time I said, announced in advance, spoke to the Rav who preceded me, the minig was to say Yom Kippur. Of course, the person who said they did wasn't lying. I'm sure one renegade guy didn't say it, and I was happy with it. But the custom was to say Yom Kippur. That remains a custom special to this very day. Now understand the fact that people in the room, you're much more than me. Captain Minion Plus, if my eyes are good. None of you are saying Yotris. None of you, not even one. That's because some rabbi along the way, in the shul that you got it in, you won the doubt. There's no doubt that in original Ashkenazi communities, Yotris was said. I just now got to say a shiur here in Toronto on the power of Ashkenazi minhagim. They have they normative and binding on our communities here in America. I came to the following conclusion. If the minhag is a pan-Ashkenazi minhag that applies to all areas of Ashkenazi Jews, then it is binding. So I explained here in Toronto, minhag hamakom doesn't mean the dirt where the people live on. The people are completely removed from that area because of the war, because of the hostile government. And 100 years pass, and a whole new community walks in, they're not bound by the customs of that hallowed shul, and they have to still find that it was being used as a factory for 100 years, and they took it over again. It's a totally new keilah, even though it's the same geographical location. The corollary I explained is that all of those Jews who picked up and transplanted to another place, that their customs are binding in the new place. It's not the minhag of the makom as such, the minhag of kehila, which is in that makom. So I said, what about the minhagim of Ashkenazi Jews who now live in America? My response was depends. If all Ashkenazi Jews in Europe accepted a certain custom, who are we? We're the same community, we're just transplanted. So it's binding upon us. As an example of that, I gave, we're going to talk about this, both the devil came from some. As an example of that, I gave Kipnios. Does anyone know what Kipnios is? What's Kipnios?
Legumes.
No?
Legumes.
Legume. Okay. these certain small little grain products that are somewhat similar to wheat, such as rice. I'm both saying, in this room, anybody in this room eat rice on Pesach? I have one sorry, actually.
Two.
Well, who started? Okay, I only see the back. I see one. Yeah, two, right? Who's farther than the Twin Towers in the back there? Because they're Malisa, so these days we shouldn't use it. But okay. No one's after you guys. The two Sfarim, he fries and pays. All the Ashkenazis on their own. Nobody he fries and pays. It's a pan Ashkenazi minute was binding on us. Contrast that with the minute in certain Ashkenazi communities. Not to eat gebrok on Pesach. Oh, gebrok, what's gebrok? Who knows? Yes?
Matzah crumbled up and mixed with liquids.
Matzah crumbled up and mixed with liquids.
Gebrok would be broken. If you break the matzah in order to dunk it in a liquid, you call it matzah balls, things of this nature. Neva. This minhag existed only in certain parts of Ashkenazi Europe. I think fundamentally it existed in Poland and Hungary and not in Lithuania and Western Europe, Germany. But so by a show of hands, I will say in this room, how many of you in this room last year on Pesach did not eat gebrok? Nope.
What?
Every single one of you ate gebrok? Wow. Wow. Well, come on. For both sides, how many of you are from German descent? One I know for sure. Okay, two. So you're okay. So your answer is always a good one. Any Litvaks in the room? Lithuania? Your father's father? You're also okay. The rest of you guys came from where I come from. Galicia, Poland, Hungary. They didn't eat good one. Back up, you and I do. I also do. I explain, since it's not a pan-Ashkenazi custom, we've never bonded with all Ashkenazi, so since we all were transplanted, and we moved to communities where there's a mixture of all different kinds of Ashkenazi, then well, these by definition, cannot be bonded. After worrying historically, the meaning of the Yotzis, was it pan-Ashkenazi, or was it certain communities national that they never said the Yotzis? I'd like you to do a history assignment. Go back 300 years. Were yotz was said by all Ashkenazim? Yes or no? Anybody know the answer to that question? Is Yaakov here today? Yaakov's an expert, isn't he? Is he off to the side or just not here? Not here. The assignment of the Gemara is here to determine whether yotz was said in all communities of Ashkenazim or not. Why am I bringing this up? Because in my shul, the only shul of all you cover, it says the yotzim, the Shabbos Hagado, which includes the very famous classical piece which begins with the word Elokei Arufos, written by Rabbi Yosef Tuv Ellen. Yosef Tuv Ellen, bon fils, those are the French, right? Tuv Ellen, right? A good son. So he wrote it. It was so well accepted that this Rishon that we have to put in the Mordechai, what's his name? Of Shmuel Mipolizer. For an entire commentary, spending pages and pages and pages on the piyut that I say Shabbos Hagadol. None of you guys even know what he's talking about. What's he saying? It's printed in the same book, the Or Zeruah. I have the Or Zeruah at all. It quotes the entire piyut of the Shmuel Palaiza, including this one of the Rebbe Avraham, who kept the prophets on the seventh hour. But I looked it up in the Or Zeruah. You should look it up, there's a chance to be on the Ruah. But you'll find it in Siman Reish Nunvav. It's a very long piyut, obviously it's long. You'll see it there. There he says, he calls it the Rivah made of Bracha. The word Bracha is authentic, true. The Rivah made of Bracha. Ask the Rav Shmuel, the Palaiza, how in heaven's name did the Rebbe make a bracha on the chametz that he burned, but he really was mevatel it. What is mevatel it? Like all good Jews, the bittel. So therefore, how in heaven's name did he make a bracha on the chametz which he burned in the seventh hour? This question is raised by the Rav Shmuley Malaiza against the Riva. That's the question that he asked. He said that if you tell me there's still a need to burn it, to burn it, still need to burn it, what kind of need is it? The beer is only with the Rabbana. And although we make brachas on the Rabbana, that's only mitzvahs the Rabbana. But here, the only reason why the rabbi said to get rid of it is to quote the Arzurua. Laharim michshol miderech. In other words, you shouldn't mistakenly eat the chametz. Post that base of an aleph. That's not a mitzvah. People took care of it already. So writes the Rav Shmuley Palaiza in his question against the Riva. So the word bracha has a basis. The word bracha is found in the Arzurua Siman Reish Nun Vav. It's found there. It's found there. Of course, the question becomes, the Arzurua says that the Riva was worried, this you don't have in front of you really, was worried about Shitas Rashi. Rashi, it's called Shitas Rashi. Shas Biuro is the seventh, is the seventh hour. That's the time when you're required to burn it. This is a whole discussion which I have to talk to you about, but I'm out of time. So my clock says 1 o'clock, Toronto time, same as 1 o'clock New York time. We'll stop this year right now. I want to thank you for your cooperation in this initial pioneering. Guys, are you able to hear and see me? Yes or no?
Yes.
So tomorrow, please make plans at 9 o'clock. We will resume our discussion tomorrow. Thank you so much for your cooperation. Bye. And how do you turn it off?
You sure?
All right?
Yeah.
Bye-bye.